Good Friday. This is Ozarks at Large. The band Route 358 has performed throughout Northwest Arkansas for the past few years. Despite the pandemic, they've completed their first full-length album titled Peregrination Volume 1. The band will officially release the album with a socially distanced outdoor show this weekend at Prairie Street Live in Fayetteville. Last week, Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis reached Jody, Jade, and Derek Mears from their home to talk about the new album.
Peregrination is actually defined as a journey, particularly a long meandering one. And I'd written this instrumental kind of on that concept of just, here's this like flowing instrumental about just, you feel like traveling somewhere, you know, down the road you're rolling. And I was kind of just doing a word search, trying to figure out what to call it. And that popped in and it described what I think is the life of any band or any musician. It's a journey, and it's a long and slow and meandering one, and definitely in this time frame.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's definitely a slow and meandering one.
Yeah.
And then of course, once we finished that, because of being in COVID and Peregrination 2 always, you know, the Peregrination instrumental number 2 exists already. We were thinking ahead, thinking, okay, well, let's do a volume 1, volume 2, and that way the new instrumental will be the first cut on the next album.
It's fun that because we couldn't release our album, we were due to release this album in May, and then everything hit. We weren't able to get into this until now. But in that time frame that we've been cooped up, we've written the whole second album already. So it's kind of funny having volume 2 ready to go when we're just releasing volume 1. So
you mentioned that you've been working on this album for quite a while. Why decide to go ahead and move forward with it now, despite the fact that there, you know, aren't that many shows going on, there's not that much live music happening? Why go ahead and move forward with it?
I just think for us, it was kind of like, through all of this, we just felt the need that we needed to finish it. We just needed to finish it, and we needed to move forward. And, you know, we've seen lots of other artists that have been, you know, trying to say, well, just, it was almost done, we might as well go for it. And I think with us, it just became the feeling that we started on this in January, and let's just finish it, and let's just, you know, keep moving forward, and it releases to be whatever it is.
Right. Yeah.
We're all three kind of driven, finish what we started kind of people.
Yeah.
And so I think it really bugged us more than anything to have something sitting out there when we wanted to have it done in May and didn't get it done. You know, we kind of, it was like we needed to get that checked off the list to do.
No forgiveness for me might be too late. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for my biggest mistake. Temptation came like a thief in the night. And it stole a heart.
So this is your third release in as many years. How have you changed as a band through each of those releases?
Oh wow, lots of different ways.
Yeah, it's like I'd say we've grown. I mean, any band does as they spend more time working on their craft, but just with the releases, I feel like, especially with this album, and I say this in everything we release, I'm like, this one is our best. This is our best. I always say that, but this truly feels like we can look back and see our growth with this album. Just thinking back to when we first released a literal garage band, like made in-house, printed on its own discs and everything. And just thinking back to then and how much, not just in our music, but in our lives that has changed. It's been a long and meandering journey.
So are we going to address that we've...
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, we were a four-piece for our first 4 years, and then we've just through life changes have become a three-piece. This kind of hallmarks the beginning of a new chapter, truly, of just the three of us and how we feel very strong as a trio, stronger, I think, than before. And we just kind of come together, and our music has kind of gotten us through that time, too. So, yeah.
So where did the songs on this album come from?
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, a lot, journey.
Well, there's a lot of storytelling to the particular songs.
We have a lot, I think, on this album that has probably more than several other things, a lot of non-fictional basis in some of these songs. Daddy in the Ground is, you know, based on a true story. Edna Pankey's based on a true story. So there's, you know, several of these songs that instead of having, you know, as a writer, you have these elements of nonfiction and you kind of fill in the holes. This one actually has a few more songs on it that are true stories.
Yeah.
Been chasing bright lights, finding nothing but darkness, I realize it's been forever since I've seen the stars. Heard cicadas sing a song, heard the bullfrogs on the pond. It's time I pack my bags back to where I belong. Cause there's a creek growing, go fishing, where daddy paid my hug and teach me wrong.
And where they've come from is, we always kind of say a warning in live shows that if you tell us a story, it may end up in a song. And truly on this album, we have at least maybe two or three cuts that are like that are stories people have told us. And we've gone, oh, man, that's, you know, and we've kind of taken it and run with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that at least one of the songs on your album, Watch It Burn, you've had for a few years, and you've been working on this album for a few years. But how does it feel to be finally putting out these songs that you may have been sitting on for, you know, 2, 3, maybe even 4 years?
Exciting. I think it's not necessarily for us. We are excited to have the cuts, but we constantly have fans that come up and are, is this on the album? Is this on the album? And to be able to finally say, yes, it is. Yeah. That is kind of the best feeling. Especially with, we have a huge fan that loves our song Stranded and has been asking for us to put Stranded on an album for years.
For 2 years.
2 years.
We tried it 3 times.
And we tried to record it 3 times and finally got the cut right. So that's the most exciting part, is to be able to bring it to those who are asking. And just, it's exciting enough that people want those songs on an album. Like, to be able to deliver on it feels amazing.
So is there anything, maybe any message or theme that you feel like kind of goes throughout the entire album?
I think just the whole notion that life is a journey, and you can't force it, you can't push it, you live it. And if you can live it to your best and, you know, live it joyfully as much as possible, You just don't know where it'll take you. And that kind of goes along with peregrination.
Mm-hmm. Kind of follow, chasing that happiness and chasing what makes you happy can lead you on that journey.
As well as acknowledging some of the stumbles and the mm-hmm. try setbacks. I guess setbacks is
setbacks
a good word.
That happen along the
yeah,
way.
Setbacks yeah setbacks that happen along the way, you just you keep moving forward and
we'll just remain steadfast and
yeah
go.
Oh, now you're talking peregrination too.
I know. I know.
Teaser. Yeah.
So I'll ask each of you, I mean, for are there any tracks on this album that are particularly special to each of you?
To me, the opening cut, Daddy in the Ground, is a found story that a friend of ours told us about her mother, who had been through a very long abusive relationship, and it inspired this song. And when I first wrote the song, we've sat on that song for 4 or 5 years because it was just I wrote it and think, yeah, I'm gonna sing this song. And we had this kind of COVID wild idea that said, or wild said, what if Jade sang that song? And
even then you were kind of going.
So then I was going back and forth, but when we were in the studio and she hit the first note of that song, and I knew it's like that was it. That's what we needed to do with that song, because it brought it back to its roots of this daughter who's trying to
manage
this situation of tragedy that happened within her family.
He was addicted to drinking. He was drawn to neon lights. He had a tendency for visits from all of those ladies on the night. She tried to live as the Bible said, till death do us part. Makeup to hide the scars on her face, but not her heart. Now it's 2 a.m. when she calls and says you need to come around.
Daddy in the Ground was one of my favorite cuts that we recorded. But just for me as a player, when we first heard Stranded coming back, and I've only been playing mandolin for 2 years, not even 2 years yet. And I had just kind of been experimenting in different styles of playing, and I by no way, shape or form feel like I'm like a very high level of mandolin. I just yeah self-taught and just try and experiment. And when I got that cut back, that I was very proud of that cut and just as a player.
It's a true story. We had a gentleman in Eureka come to us and tell us about this woman probably back in the 30s, 1930s, maybe 40s. When he was up, she was his nanny and just this town staple, little tiny woman. And her husband was cheating on her and
she took him out.
She took retribution. And I guess for whatever reason too, that song gets stuck in my head. It just, I've had it in my head now for about 2 days. I it won't go. And it just, there's something about that vibe. And also, as Jay talked about, as a player improving and kind of giving my own, my own piece to that song as a bass player. It's pretty heavily bass driven, and that's kind of exciting. So
that happy times hotel, the woman clinging to his arm as they made their way, something inside her just snapped, they say, 'cause it shut him down in broad daylight.
She wasn't gonna have her man running around. She pulled a pistol from her purse, things went from better to worse, 'cause Edna Banker shot her husband down. She watched as the driver stopped the cab.
That was Jody, Jade, and Derek Mears of the band Route 358 speaking with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis last week. The release show for their album, Peregrination Volume 1, will take place Saturday evening at Prairie Street Live in Fayetteville. Music starts at 7 for the physically distanced outdoor show, and guests are allowed to bring their lawn chairs or blankets to the show. You can find the band's music on Spotify, or you can find out more at their Facebook page, on YouTube, or at Route358.net.